So, as some of you know, we have been working a lot with music-related body motion here in this university. And we often like to say that music makes us move. But the question then is really, is this true? Does music really make us move? And we haven't really found that much empirical evidence for this. So that's really what we are trying to figure out in the micro project that I'm running here at Ritmo. And one of the ways we are doing this is by organizing annually a Norwegian Championship of Standstill, where the idea is that people will come in and stand still on the floor, and we play music to them, and then we see what happens, and if they are actually able to stand still or not. We've been running this for a while, and here's a little kind of snapshot of how it looks like. And as you can see, people cannot stand still, obviously not, and there are lots of things going on here. So when we look at the motion capture results of people standing still, we can see that there are fluctuations in their motion patterns over time. And we're trying to understand really what's actually going on here, and can we try to see if there is some system in this, and also how it's related to music. So over the years, we have been testing with many different types of music, meditation music, as you heard here, with kind of swooshing sounds, et cetera. But we have found that it's been more interesting to look at different types of rhythmic music. And very quick summary from the championship we did in 2017, we looked at three different genres, Norwegian telespringer, and North Indian music, and electronic dance music. And here we also could see that the rhythmic elements had a major impact also on what we calculate as the quantity of motion, which is kind of the general level of motion that you find in people. So, for example, here we see that the electronic dance music definitely scores much higher when it comes to the quantity of motion and these other genres. So we have been delving more into this and trying to understand more, okay, what's actually going on here? What's in the music or what's in the rhythms that are important? And in 2018, we did a study where we tested with different types of metronomes and also to adding more musical complexity, going down to more elaborate electronic dance music. I'm not going to go through all of the analysis here, but the main point here is to say that, yes, we do find that music definitely makes people move more than when they're standing in silence, and particularly also in the three-dimensional motion. There are also some differences in the other axis of the motion, but in particular in 3D, we see a very clear difference here. Now, Agata Selchowska, working on this project as a PhD student, she also asked this very timely question: okay, what happens if they listen with headphones? Is that different than with speakers? And that was actually a very good question, because we hadn't really considered that before. And what we have also seen is that in many music psychology studies, people haven't really questioned the impact of headphones versus speakers. So she has carried out a very exciting project now, which is about to be submitted, and where the idea is that we're testing the different types of rhythmic levels in music with people, and then doing it randomized with listening through either headphones or speakers. And what we do find is that, yes, people actually move a lot more when they listen with headphones than with speakers. So this is very exciting now. I'm trying to also understand why this is, since we have now understood it, and also how this relates to the different levels of rhythmic complexity. So to kind of briefly summarize some of the points then from the micro project so far, and I have to say we are still really in the middle of all of the analysis of this material, is that we are able to measure micro motion. That's an interesting thing to start with. Also methodologically, it has been challenging because we are dealing with motion at the level of millimeters here. So that's also a challenge to just capture these things to start with. We do find that people actually move to music a little more, and to some music, but not a lot, and not to all music, so that's also interesting. And again, later on, we want to really dig in and understand more about what types of music drive motion more and why. We also see that people move more with open legs and/or closed eyes, so we can help you if you want to win the championship next time. We can kind of give you some tips on what you should do or should not do. And we also see that people do move more when listening with headphones, but also, as Agatha has figured out, there are also some personality differences here that we're also very interested in looking more into later. So we have tons of data, we have tons of questions, and the big question really is, why do we move more to music? Thank you.